We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. We're now joined by Husker Alliance Sean Callahan. Mm-hmm. Sean, good morning. Last night, Troy Dannon spoke on radio, and I think you heard a collective sigh of relief from the fan base when he said that Valentino's, Runza, and Fairway Hot Dogs will stay. Did you hear that same sigh I heard, Sean, from the fan base? Sigh of relief.
I'll tell you, if you're Aramark, the new concession and in-stadium food provider, that would be like the first kiss of death for you to just come in and immediately throw them out of the stadium. So I'm glad that they got that worked out. I'm also excited, though, to see what else are going to have in the stadium. And seeing kind of the concessions being modernized and, you know, bring in more offerings and obviously the alcohol setups and what that's going to look like. It was exciting and interesting to hear about the Hawks Indoor Center. They're going to utilize that as a giant tailgate indoor deal for every game. Now, what I don't know is if that's going to be part of the stadium or will that be outside the stadium, meaning like at halftime, could you go in there? We know there's no re-entry, and that's been another controversial talking point. Nebraska was probably the only stadium I've ever seen in the modern day post 9/11 world where you could leave, you know, and then come back in as long as it was before the fourth quarter. There no longer will be re-entry into the stadium with the alcohol sales and some of the safety concerns. So at halftime, the concourses and you know the concession areas are going to get even more crowded as there's going to be a lot of people scrambling around that probably used to leave the stadium to go to their tailgate and come back in for the third quarter.
I'm sort of embarrassed that we couldn't answer this question earlier on the stool. Is there more, like when we talk about alcohol sales, is it more than beer? What else are they going to be selling?
I don't know that as far. I haven't heard anything about hard liquor in Memorial Stadium. I know they have hard liquor at PBA though.
Oh, they do.
But I would imagine seltzers and beer are going to be in the stadium. Call me crazy, but I can't imagine you're going to want like a glass of wine in Memorial Stadium.
I don't know.
You never know.
No, but yeah, I would say beer and seltzers. You know, Aramark is with Arrowhead Stadium, and I've talked to some people in the local beer industry, and Aramark is known to be teamed up with Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light, and those providers in their venues. But there's some hope that a local beer will be in the stadium as well. Maybe Zipline or somebody like that will have
Falstaff
a beer as well.
Falstaff.
Falstaff.
That'd be nice.
It'd be incredible.
What can you sell? I mean, what kind of hard liquor can you sell in a can? Can you do it? Is there something like that you can do?
Yeah, they make. I mean, they make like Jack and Coke in the can. And,
right.
And,
that's what I thought.
You can't have Coke in the stadium though if they're Pepsi.
True. That's so, true. That's a problem.
I have not heard anything on hard liquor, so I wouldn't want to say yes or no on that. But we know it's. I've just heard the word beer, and over time, I think they want to get taps in the stadium.
Taps,
because there is more money to be made on tap beer versus obviously canned beer, and the mess that canned beer can cause. I mean, I'll never forget the Garth Brooks concert. I mean, they were cleaning that up for a week. There were so many cans.
Jake's in the stadium. That was a fun night, though, Sean. That was a fun night at Garth Brooks.
3 days to get Jake taken care of.
Joined by Husker Lions Sean Callahan. Sean, we also heard from Troy Dana that about 62,000 tickets sold so far for Nebraska-Cincinnati August 28th in Arrowhead. Do you expect that to be sold out by game time?
If it's not sold out, it's going to be close. And I do think Ticketmaster will get aggressive to market and probably offer some deals on those lower price tickets. They already did a Memorial Day special that I saw on like my Facebook feed where, you know, tickets were discounted a little bit. You know, like 10% off or 15-20% off, whatever the price was. So it wouldn't surprise me as we get closer, some of those upper deck seats, which, by the way, at Arrowhead's a good seat. I mean, you're right over the field. I mean, you're looking right on the action. So some of those seats may seem like they're not good seats if you're a fan looking, but they're good seats. I mean, you're just up high, but you're right on the field. 62,000 is a good number because these aren't cheap tickets either. I mean, if you're looking online, you know, the prices are, you know, what you'd pay to go to an NFL game in an NFL stadium. But I have to think both sides are happy. Initially, the game was going to be in Lucas Oil Stadium, which its capacity was 67,000. And people I spoke with around Cincinnati, I don't think anyone thought they'd come close to filling Lucas Oil. Well, this number already has it on track to be well past what 67,000 would have been at Lucas Oil. So the money that Cincinnati is going to make and Nebraska is going to be far bigger at this game than what it was going to be before when the game was going to be in Indianapolis.
Stay on the 2025 football schedule. Walk me through the conversation that would lead to Nebraska playing a night game against Iowa on Black Friday.
Well, there's an NFL game at 2 that day.
Okay.
And so that's kind of put a wrench in Black Friday college football the last 2 years. It's taken away that traditional 2 or 3 o'clock window. A lot of, you know, the networks don't want to compete against that, even though the game's on prime. So last year and the year before, we've seen an 11 a.m. CBS window. Nebraska, 2 years ago when they played Iowa and Lincoln, that was the window they played in. Okay. Then last year, Wisconsin played Minnesota in that window.
Okay.
There's been a NBC night game window the previous 2 years. 2 years ago, they convinced Michigan State to move its season finale senior day game into Detroit, the Silver Dome, the day after the Lions play their Thanksgiving game, and they played Penn State. Penn State agreed to a Friday game,
okay.
Which they're one of the ones that doesn't have to play these games, evidently, as long as the game was played indoors. And then the next year, Nebraska obviously played Iowa this past year at night. Mm-hmm. So if I'm Troy Dan and I'm telling the networks, yeah, put us at night. We love it. Let's do it. It'd be great for traveling fans that want to get here and enjoy their holiday over Thanksgiving. But it could still be an 11 a.m. game, too. And it also might depend on what the windows are. I mean, it's always not a guarantee that CBS and NBC are going to have windows, but that's been the case how they've done it the last 2 years.
So what do you think? What's the percentage chance of Nebraska playing at night against Iowa on Black Friday?
I mean, I'm going to give it like a 55% chance, again, because I don't know who the other Black Friday game is going to be.
Okay.
Are they going to make Wisconsin and Minnesota do it again? Who will be the other team that agrees to it? What if UCLA, USC agree to it? And that would make more sense to play that game at night in Nebraska, Iowa. I mean, there's a lot of ways they could do that, but a UCLA, USC, because correct me if I'm wrong, that's the weekend those teams play.
I don't know.
The rivalry weekend. So I think that would be, you know, it just depends on what they put as that second Black Friday game. And like that game I mentioned would be one that would bump it off. And yeah, that is the Thanksgiving weekend game. So that one would make some sense if they agreed to play on Black Friday.
Okay.
It's at USC. That would be a great night game for NBC. So yeah, a lot will again depend on who the team is that agrees to move.
Joined by Sean Kelly. And Sean, June obviously a very busy month for camps for Nebraska. You wrote about the Adidas Boneyard recruiting event next week. Could be one of Nebraska's biggest ever. Why do you say that? How many recruits are going to be in town?
Well, this thing's kind of happened quickly, but they're going to have 16 top 7-on-7 teams. And when I say top 7-on-7 teams, think about like AAU basketball when you hear like the EYBL Nike teams that are loaded with like 4 and 5 stars. Well, there is a world of 7-on-7 that exists. Adidas has a lot of these teams that play. Well, 11 of Adidas' top teams are going to be here alone. Miami and Atlanta and California, you name it, all over the country, the top teams from those places are going to be here. We estimate that there could be nearly 50 4- and 5-star recruits on these teams alone from their current rosters. Now, a lot of it will depend, will all these players make it in for the event? But some are 2027 and 2028s, and then you have some 2026s where those could be some of the guys that might be taking official visits on that opening weekend, where a lot of schools are going to be hosting official visitors. I guess this weekend there'll be some visitors out too. But it's going to be a big weekend, and Nebraska's been able to kind of put this thing together within the rules, which is not easy to do. So there has to be an instructional element to the event itself, or they teach them some drills and do some things, but then they'll play pool play, semifinals, and finals. And all of the games are inside Memorial Stadium in the Hawks outdoor, inside the Hawks Center, inside Memorial Stadium, and as well as that turf practice field that's directly next to the facility. It's a half field, and that's all you need for 7-on-7. It's completely open to the public. So I know this is something Matt Rhule hopes that a lot of Nebraska fans attend, and kind of remember the old school Friday Night Lights, where 6,000 to 8,000 fans were at Friday Night Lights.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
They're hoping a big crowd can show up and watch these events. The first thing these recruits will do, guys, when they get here, they'll check in, but they'll immediately have a meal at Nebraska's brand new training table. So they want to roll that out and show these guys everything that Nebraska has to offer with the facilities. And they have to pay for that meal, by the way. I mean, there's rules with that, too. They have to pay $10 to eat. But they're going to do all they can to kind of roll it out and make sure they get on the radar, maybe, of some of these guys for the future.
And that's, you say June 6th?
Correct. Friday night.
Okay. Shifting gears quickly to baseball, Nebraska wins 5 straight games to end the season, wins the Big Ten tournament for the second year in a row. How much did it change the way you look at the job Will Bolt has done over the course of his 6-year tenure?
You think about this. The last 2 years, they've been in elimination situations in the Big Ten tournament 9 times. They're 9-0 in those games.
Elimination.
You think about last year, they lost the opening game. They had to win 5 in a row
right to
win it, and they did. This past year, the Michigan State game was an elimination game. The first game they played, and they played a first-round draft pick, all Big Ten type pitcher, and they won. And every other game from that, Oregon was an elimination game. Penn State was an elimination game, and then the championship game, obviously. Mm-hmm. So they've gone 9-0 in their last nine Big Ten tournament-type elimination games. So it really speaks to a bowl and the way his teams fight and battle.
Yep.
And now they're playing with house money. And you heard Troy Daniel last night say Nebraska baseball has gone through a lot with the pitching injuries they suffered and then the long West Coast trip that kind of derailed their season early. The pitching situation kind of not only did it mess up their Fridays, he goes, it impacted their Saturdays and their Sundays and what they did and even spilled in the midweeks by just trying to figure out your weekly pitchers. Mm-hmm. And they've been able to get that and they have what appears to be at least two very good starters right now going into the regional and Jackson Brockett and Ty Horn. And mm-hmm. The bullpen's pitched at a high level. And Rob Childress is doing Rob Childress things, which I think we expected when he took this job to be the pitching coach.
Yep, and God, they caught a massive break too, Sean, against Michigan State. Just caught a sports break, you know. You get those sometimes, and that was a gift from God when that guy dropped that ball.
Dropped the third out, the final out of the game.
Yeah, yeah. And here they are in Chapel Hill. What do you expect from Chapel Hill?
Well, I'd be lying if I acted like I knew, but I think it's Oklahoma is a team that plays in a tough league, and they haven't played great down the stretch, but you know they have talent.
Uh-huh.
And North Carolina's North Carolina. They're one of the top 10 programs in college baseball year in and year out, and you're going on the road. But there will be a lot of Nebraska fans out there. I do believe that. There is a strong contingent in North Carolina and Virginia.
Mm.
In fact, my cousins that you met at the Bulls said they're all going from Virginia. They're driving down.
Okay.
Michael and Taylor and my aunt and uncle. And I've had numbers of people in that part of the country reach out to me about how do you buy tickets? And I think Nebraska fans are crafty. They were going on the Oklahoma website and buying out of Oklahoma's allotment.
Oh boy!
Nebraska didn't release a public allotment sale because I think their own traveling party, the parents and their people, and basically eat up the tickets. There's really none available. I do think you'll see Nebraska fans find their way in there and have a pretty good presence in North Carolina.
For those who aren't going, though, Sean, this game will be on ESPN. Plus, you can't watch it on regular ESPN, ESPN2. You got to stream it somewhere on Hulu or Disney. How can they do that for an actual tournament game?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, when you have 16 or 32 first-round games going on at one time,
right?
How many ESPN channels are there that are going to air games? I mean, keep in mind the Women's College World Series is going to be going on at the same time. Hmm. So a lot of these games don't even make ESPN. They're on ESPN2, ESPNU.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the SEC Network and the ACC Network are picking games up or not. I know they do for softball. But there's only so many games that make the physical ESPN channels, especially when you have other things on TV right now. That's what ESPN Plus is for. I mean, there used to be a time way back in the day when Nebraska hosted regionals. Hmm. Where Nebraska Public Media was able to locally broadcast the games. But ESPN now owns the rights, and you know, it makes it impossible for anybody from the outside to come and air these games. But there was a time where Kevin Kugler was announcing these games on Nebraska Public Media when they would host regional games, and those were some of people's favorite moments to watch those games in that era when Nebraska was going to the College World Series.
Can't do that now.
Sean, Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. The question for you, for the support of Steve Sipple, I've received a lot of text messages about the event, and you love Ruhlman's.
Support.
Will you be there for the event? There's a big event going on that on June 25th, and Steve is speaking with the stool at that, and people are texting me, will you be in attendance for that event?
Well, if I'm invited, and you're I can
invited.
Make it. What's going on at Ruhlman Sip?
It's June 25th. The stool has an event.
What's the stool?
That's us. We're the stool.
We're the stool. The three-legged stool.
Oh, okay.
You know, you've sat on three-legged stools at bars plenty of time in South Omaha. We're having an event June 25th, and then July 30th. There's an event. Yeah. There'll be another one.
Am I allowed to order a steak?
What do you think?
Yes, you're encouraged.
Phil,
the prime rib.
Phil Ruhlman.
It's Ruhlman.
Yeah, it's Phil Ruhlman.
I'll buy your
steak.
The
event is sold out, so Steve's going to have to pull some strings to get you in. but I think he can get that done. So there's.
And do they have whiskey?
Yes, they do.
They do have whiskey.
They do.
A lot of it.
They have his own. Phil has his own, and he also has a ladder to get it down off of the... If you ever, you've seen the ladder.
A rolling ladder.
And a nice piano also.
And a piano and a ladder.
Coach, I was at Louisville yesterday, and they're still buzzing about you down there. I mean, they might even rename the main street after you.
Oh, I tell you one thing. Don't get me started on Cobble Chevrolet. Talk about a place I want a vacation. That would be my dream. If I could just shadow those guys... If I could shadow
Cobble,
yes. If I could shadow those guys for a couple weeks, just to teach me how to lead my life better, that's how good they are.
Are you and Sean both driving vehicles from Cobble?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I've driven a car from there since 2013.
Jeez, Sean.
Yes. And they have an incredible restaurant. They have everything. Louisville has everything.
Simple. Yeah. There's a good Mexican restaurant on Main.
Right on Main Street. I ate there, Sean. Had the taco salad.
We need to get over to Louisville, kids.
Yes, had the taco salad.
Make it happen.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, it's remarkable. I can't even. It's mesmerizing to me.
I haven't whipped into that town in my life, I don't
think.
It's
time to change that.
It's time to change.
Sean, always good stuff. Sean. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Good job, Sean.
Thanks, guys.
Husker good job, Lion, Sean. Sean Callahan.
Wow, there's a lot there. That Iowa discussion, I don't know what to make of that. Those TV times, you guys are very interested.
And you said the numbers were what, 4 point something million last year?
On the night game.
Yes.
The numbers were really high, weren't they?
Yes.
So I'd imagine
that was the Illinois game.
No, that was Illinois. That's
okay.
Different.
What was the Iowa game? I thought that was high. Also,
I think it was also. I don't know the numbers.
That will determine everything. Yeah. If they just look back in time and say, you know what, our numbers were incredible for Nebraska, Iowa, and that would end up being a very good game to the end. So I would imagine they'll be like, why would we not run this back?
Yeah,
just do it again because it was a great crowd. It was a great crowd, but a great number of viewers.
I don't want to start anything here, but I don't mind the 11 a.m. kickoff.
Oh. Well, we know we're aware that you're
now the only option right now. Is that correct? It's 11 or it's 9 or 6:30, right?
Because it can't be 2 o'clock with the NFL game,
right? Because the Eagles and Bears play.
So yeah, you definitely you
11 or night.
Yeah, so you definitely want the night one. If you're on, if it's the day after Thanksgiving, you're trying to get up and get going. Let's just say you're just.
I've been there.
Just being Carney. It wouldn't be there for an 11 o'clock kick. Right. It's like, hey, they ever get to bed? Hey, it's Thanksgiving night. Hey, 8:30. Everybody shut it down. Got to get up at 4 in the morning to get to this game.
No, you got a point.
When we come back, Doug Gans of Linked Literacy with us next in the studio on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.